نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد أحييكم جميعا يا brothers and sisters بتحية الإسلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته فالحمد لله I will just go straight to the point because of time factor. I am very far from here actually. But I would like to use this opportunity before I start to say a big Alhamdulillah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his granting me the opportunity to see my beloved brother again, the chairman of today. It's been a while since I saw him. He is someone that reminds me of the essence of being dedicated to study. Because I remember when I was about to graduate, I was the Naqib of Musa, that is Muslim Science Student Association. So there is this thing we called Musa Week before we graduate. We used to organize it at the end of our tenure. I remember then he was a level one and he was a law student. So we organized something called Interfaculty Debates. So he represented the Faculty of Law. I remember because we had Faculty of Science, Faculty of Law, Faculty of Biochemistry, and another one again, I forgot. Medicine, thank you very much, exactly. I just recall how he displayed a great degree of eloquence, oratory, and articulation. He was outstanding, exuberant, flabbergasting, and fascinating. He was talking as if he was a PhD holder. I was wondering, I was even asking some of my friends, we have to check very well, is this really, you know, an undergraduate? Maybe this law student, when I found someone from the master's level of PhD to, you know, defend him here, but alhamdulillah, he was even a level one then. And I think from the way he talked when he was presenting me, I think you had the expertise in his eloquence, right? Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fiq. I'm really delighted to see him. And also, I don't know if you know me, and I'm very sure I don't know all of you. Except if, for example, probably there are some that we worked with together before I left. But nevertheless, as Muslims, it doesn't matter if we knew each other or not. The most important is we are related by kalimatu shahada. And that is la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, sorry. Can you hear me? Alhamdulillah. Now, on today's topic, like the chairman said, it's a matrimonial one. It's talking about the different styles of marriage and the issue of frequent divorce. Like the frequency of divorce is increasing in a geometric proportion. So we want to discuss today in a very, very limited time to see if we can, you know, like discover some of the loopholes within the system. But before we go into that, let's define what marriage is in Islam. Nikah. We all know that marriage in Islam is a union between a man and a woman, or a man and a woman. That is polygyny or monogamy. They live together when they establish the sunnah of nikah as husband and wife, or as husband and wives. Now, the scholars say